Mean Girls Club use me like a slave, so I catfish them, ruin their lives, and make them homeless. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. So, a while back, I had the joy of stopping around 5 girls who had been openly using and abusing people. Most of them ended up losing their respective partners and almost all their friends. One lost their job, 2 went to jail, and they all lost their social status. So, some context. Years ago, I worked in a large corporate store. Trust me, you would know which one if I told you the name. Now, during this time, I was in a dark place emotionally, for various reasons, and was very much a loner, which led to me being a target for one of these girls. Now, let's call her Cosplay Slew. Now, I know it sounds terrible me calling her that, but really, it's what she was. Trust me, as this story goes on, you'll see why. Now, she quickly befriends me and gets me to help with video editing and photo shoots. I say yes, as at the time I was trying to get into content creation and figured it would help. That, and I was a very lonely, depressed virgin at the time. Any girl showing any sort of interest in me made my brain go crazy. Looking back, I kicked myself for letting her use me in that way, but I was stupid and didn't know better. This girl used me for everything. From making me edit videos for her and her friends, totaling around 3 or 4 videos a day, all with different styles and length, to getting up early to help with shoots that had to be done at sunup to get the magic hour. I know it's a real thing, but still not the best thing to spend your day doing when your days off are spent making videos. In addition to using my help for her online stuff, she used me for a lot of other things. Rides to her meetings with potential photographers, she never actually took pictures with them, she was just sleeping with them, to buying movie tickets that she would go to, claiming that being alone with me in the theater made her nervous, so I'd have to wait outside. Then she would have me buy her food on a daily basis at work. And if we ever did anything outside of it. Now, I know this sounds like the world's biggest lead-on, and yeah, it was. I had no self-confidence, as previously stated. I was a virgin with very little ability to socialize, and never learned to choose how and when to give my help. So I was an easy target for all this. My parents tried to warn me against it, but I didn't listen, and even at one point told her I liked her, only for her to laugh in my face. This went on for months. In that time, I quit content creation but was still editing her videos, and would always be doing something for her. One day, while she was having me buy her supplies for another cosplay, we ran into another girl, whom we'll call Random Jerk. She was nice enough. Very energetic at first, and I felt like we could get along. So we exchanged info and became friends on Facebook. Afterwards, Cosplay Slew told me how she was in a relationship and to try not to hit on her, and to not even talk to her because I gave off a creeper vibe. I only mentioned that interaction before this next one because it's chronological, and because it was the first time I can ever trace back to the two of them working together against me. So after that, Cosplay Slew starts going after another guy. Not gonna give him a special name, but let's just say he was terrible. I mean, really bad. Him and Cosplay Slew meet up once, do it, then he tells her all these lies about emotional damage and how they have to keep things a secret, but still wants to be together. She believes him, but he ghosts her. She gets worried and has me look into it from my end with an old friend. Now, here, 2 things happen that, to this day, I'm happy happened, because it let me later on get my revenge. The first was I created a second Facebook account pretending to be a girl. This was to lure the guy out. The next thing was Cosplay Slew gave me full access to her Facebook in order to read the messages between the two of them. Now, like I said, this dude was bad news. He was cheating on her. I didn't even need to catfish him, really. Just sent him a friend request and got an unprovoked illicit picture back. Then I learned from talking to some friends that he did this serially, finally running across a girl who, after I asked her about him, responded, "That's the guy who forced himself on me. Don't contact me again." So I gathered all this evidence and brought it to Cosplay Slew. She flat out refused to believe it was real, claiming I had faked it and was just jealous of him, and that she and I were never going to be friends again. I said okay, and we stopped being friends. So that was my interaction with Cosplay Slew. After we broke off our friendship, I started messaging random jerk and we became friends. Little did I know the real story behind them. I'll be quicker with this than Cosplay Slew, but to put it lightly, she was worse. She would constantly have me just give her money and buy her things. Like, expensive things. Anime, manga, makeup, concert tickets, booze, even her and her two friends' Pokemon onesies. I never felt like I could say no, because if I did, she would give a sob story about her sad childhood. And me, being a bleeding heart, I would cave. This went on for 2 years, during which time I got a lot better emotionally, more self-confident, and a better all-around person. But I would always go back to my sad self when she would belittle me. Finally, I'd had enough. I told her to stop messaging me and that we weren't friends anymore. She took it hard, dragging my name through the mud. At the end of it all, I only had one friend left. They're my real friend. Skip ahead 2 months and I'm feeling way better. I'm smiling more often, no longer want to end things, and I'm feeling great. But I was still upset about everything that had happened, but couldn't do anything. That was until I got bored one day and was looking through my phone and saw something interesting. Cosplay Slew's account was still logged into my phone as a second profile. On a whim, I tried opening it and it let me in. She hadn't changed her password and had given my phone permission to remember the password to sign in. I thought I was just gonna have a weird, voyeuristic look into her life. But what I found was even worse. A Facebook group that was literally called Mean Girls Club. In it, I found 5 girls, including Random Jerk and Cosplay Slew, all talking about what they were getting guys to buy and do for them. It was horrid to look at. I scrolled up and up and up, all the way to the first message, and it went back years. I don't know how, but these 5 had been doing it for a long time. It was crazy. It was then that I started to form a plan. The first thing I did was screenshot everything. And when I mean everything, I mean I had thousands of pictures from this, including but not limited to pictures of stuff they'd bought with others' money or had bought for them, private photos of their partners or people they were interested in or were interested in them, and then the biggest one, a shared Dropbox folder filled to the brim with pictures and videos of them doing a lot of nasty stuff. I mean, really bad. Think Hollywood producer in a back room alone with an aspiring actress circa 1938 bad. Apparently, this whole thing was set up so that none of them could stop nor back down at any time due to the blackmail Dropbox, and the fact that the rest of the group would back the others if any tried to leave or burn each other. I know this is crazy to understand, but let me put it this way. From what I gathered, the original group was a total of 8 girls and 1 guy. All those that left were told that they would be ruined. And boy, it was bad. I read about them making some of the people leaving lose their jobs and families, and falsely accusing the one guy of forcing himself on one of the girls, which, if what they said was true, made it so he was forced to move to another state because of the rumors. On top of that, they ruined a local store, making them go out of business, and then getting another guy thrown in jail after they accused him of attacking one of them. I can list plenty of what they did that was bad, but mostly all of it was them bragging about guys they were using for stuff and money, and what they could get them to buy them. I, of course, was on there as well, as was everything I ever bought them, totaling around $5,500 over 2 years. The two of them, Cosplay Slew and Random Jerk, were so proud of what they did. I was astonished by what had happened, and was honestly very hurt by it all. I knew they were jerks, but nothing to this level. So I did what anybody would do. I turned them against each other. The first thing I did was use my fake profile to enter into the group chat, under the guise of being a friend of Cosplay Slew's. It took some time and some creative use of the two profiles, but I did it. Then, I moved on to incite some bad blood by messaging each of them about the other members. Over the course of a month, I had them all suspicious of each other with some he said, she said. Then, I struck. I sent Random Jerk's boyfriend a message from Cosplay Slew's profile, getting them to openly flirt. Then, took a step back and told Random Jerk about it. All the while, with my fake profile, I told Cosplay Slew that Random Jerk wanted to burn her by sending her blackmail. Then, I messaged the rest, relaying info on the upcoming conflict. telling them to prepare to burn another person from the group if someone else struck. Think start of World War I, but with 20-something girls. 3 hours was all it took from when the messages to Cosplay Slew went out to the first bomb falling. It was glorious, each one destroying the other, telling significant others and families about lies, cheating, and theft, jobs being called about misuse of company property and inappropriate behavior in the workplace. Private tapes were posted to tons of adult sites, then shared to as much social media as possible. They even had a full-on flame war on Facebook, and I just sat back and watched. It was 3 months later that the dust cleared. Everyone but Cosplay Slew had deleted their social media accounts. It was then that Cosplay Slew started messaging me on my fake account demanding for some form of repayment, stating she had never added me to the group, and that no one had any dirt on me, and how I was unscathed. I responded with, "Well, let's just say I'm a jerk. The name's Karma." I deleted the profile and lost the login info for Cosplay Slew. I keep the Dropbox stuff, though, and the screenshots, since I'm sure if they ever put two and two together, they could guess who I was. But now, a full year later, nothing. I haven't been able to find out more than the basic repercussions of this, since I didn't know the other three personally. But Random Jerk ended up homeless for a few months before going to jail. Some of the blackmail was a video of her doing substances while skipping a court date due to substance use. She openly stated in the video that it was her court date, and that the courts could suck it. She later told them she was helping a friend go through some hard times to get an extension. She was jailed due to her breaking parole and lying to a judge. Cosplay Slew lost her day job and all but around 30 of her over 4,000 followers, as well as her boyfriend who she was cheating on. He left her. Then her backup boyfriend left, since she was cheating on him with another guy, who was just in it for the fun. Last I heard, she moved back in with her parents and can't keep a job due to her running into people who know about what had happened. I feel like these ladies may have taken away the wrong message from Mean Girls. The point of that movie is to see the damage that kind of attitude and behavior causes, not to then mimic it. You can see how it all builds up over time and eventually ends up exploding and ruining everyone's lives who are involved. Apparently, these girls thought, "That sounds like fun." The whole thing is just a recipe for disaster. I am surprised that Cosplay Slew let our original poster have full access to her Facebook, though, especially if all this stuff was on there. You would think that she'd been worried about him finding it. Sadly, though, people like this do exist, that are just looking to take advantage of someone who has an interest in them. And worse yet, like to see exactly how far they can push it. All these girls had it coming. They needed a wake-up call. Who knows how many people they've screwed with over time, not just financially, but emotionally as well. The best part about all this is our original poster didn't even do any of the heavy lifting. They just pushed the first couple dominoes over, and Regina George and the gang took care of the rest. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. Back in high school, I had to wrestle a girl who kept cheating, so I punched her in the face. My sophomore year in high school, I wrestled against a girl. I didn't have a problem with it until I discovered she was a cheating, dirty jerk. She had long fingernails and kept jabbing me in the side. I wasn't sure if she was doing it intentionally, until after I reversed her when she scratched my arm from elbow to wrist. She grabbed my arm, dug her nails in, and dragged her nails down to my hand. Without a doubt, I knew she was trying to scratch me. I pointed this out to the ref after the first period, and she said it was an accident. I pointed out the red marks under my ribs under my singlet, where she'd been jabbing me, but she just waved it off and ignored my complaints. So in the second period, she was on bottom and I was on top, and my back was to the ref, so their vision was blocked. I quickly gave her two quick rabbit punches in the face. I don't care that she was a girl. If you intentionally play unfair, then you have to face some consequences. She'd probably been getting away with that crap because she was a girl up till then. After I decked her, she finished the rest of the match fairly. She didn't even bother trying to complain to the ref how I put her back in check. Yikes. I'm gonna tread lightly here. Obviously, this is a co-ed sport thing that they've got going on here, or else these two wouldn't have been matched up. I assume that everything was otherwise fair, but this would have to be something the ref takes into consideration. If this girl's got really long, sharp nails compared to all of her competitors, and she's using them, that's a problem. I don't agree with how our poster handled it, but I mean, the ref wasn't doing anything, so the alternative was to keep taking damage. At least it didn't escalate into anything uncontrollable, and a silent agreement was met. Apparently, I get mistaken as an employee at my grocery store so often that I might as well start working there. On Tuesday, I was grocery shopping at my favorite supermarket, at which I do seem to get mistaken for staff sometimes, though I dress like the middle-aged frump that I am. As I walked past a man, he asked if I could read the text on a little note he had. It was the appointment card from his doctor's office that said he's to come in Thursday at 2:15, but the print was too small for him to read it. Once I told him, he had a hard time remembering that it was for Thursday, so I repeated it several times. No, it's Thursday at 2:15. Finally, he told me his name was Jerry and thanked me, and as I began to walk away, he asked,
"Say, where do you keep your milk?"
I was tempted to say, "In my fridge, of course," but I was going to buy milk myself, so I told him I'd show him. Once there, I gestured to the milk coolers, and a different man, not Jerry, asked,
"What is 2% milk?"
Taken aback, I replied, "That's the fat content," to which not Jerry said,
"No, I mean, which one of these is the 2%?
I pointed, not Jerry grabbed it, thanked me, then turned back.
"And where do you keep your cereal?"
As you can imagine, I was quite tempted to say, "In my kitchen cupboard," but instead looked around and waved. Looks like aisle 8. Back to Jerry, patiently waiting, he asked me which milk to get, so I recommended 1%. He hoisted a gallon, then was on his way, saying,
"Thank you for telling me that my appointment's Wednesday at 2:15.
I had to bellow down the aisle after him, "No, Jerry, your appointment's Thursday at 2:15. Some people are just too nice. I mean, you got a couple of old folks who don't know any better. And it all started out as an innocent favor that had nothing to do with the grocery store around you. Unfortunately, it just kept escalating. And our original poster's too nice to say no. Hey, if she doesn't mind and she's not in a hurry, it doesn't hurt to help out the little old man with what he needs. Nowadays, we're all in a rush. Sometimes you gotta take a little time and just interact with the people around you. Entitled jerk tries to start a fight with another customer at the auto parts store. I headed to a local auto parts store last night looking for a particular component for my wife's temperamental car. As my young daughter and I headed inside, there was some jerk hanging out in front of the shop, standing next to a heavily modified car. Obnoxiously large spoiler, tons of stickers, and enough bass pouring from it to damage nearby concrete. He was yelling over the music, lecturing some poor employee about the magic under his open hood. The employee looked desperate to get away. I went inside and browsed for a few minutes. Okay, honestly, I stared blankly at the components and tried to comprehend what I needed. Then jerk entered. I could tell the exact moment he came in, as there was a flood of bass and his loud voice, which didn't lower in volume as the door closed behind him. His speech was eloquent, with F-words being probably every second or third word. A real peach. The unfortunate employee had followed Jerk inside, and now Jerk was making demands about his car needs.
"And bro, I need that effing dingle hopper like effing yesterday, you know what I mean?"
I rolled my eyes and hoped my daughter was learning a life lesson here. Abruptly, there came a shout from Jerk, even louder than he had been.
"Dude, what the F, bro?"
I reflexively poked my head out of the aisle, trying to see what was up. Another unfortunate customer, some poor guy, apparently had the audacity to be up at the counter at the same time as Jerk. And now Jerk was squaring off with him.
"What the F's your problem, bro?"
Sorry. I was just trying to...
"Do you want to effing go?"
At this point, I have to note that I'm uncertain what the unfortunate customer did that sparked that reaction. There was some little product on the floor between the two men. A little flashlight, I think. So I think that unfortunate customer may have dropped it, or knocked it off a rack. Whatever happened, Jerk was completely an unfortunate customer's face. arms extended and chest puffed out. Unfortunate customer was shrinking away and trying to avoid being beaten to a pulp. As he tried to apologize, he began to stutter. This just fueled the jerk.
You effing little idiot. Look at you. You gonna cry now, bro?
Unfortunate customer backed off, hands up to ward off a potential attack. As soon as he was clear, he booked his butt out of the store. Jerk turned back to the employee who was standing behind the counter, looking shell-shocked.
You believe that crap? Effing idiot thinking he can step? F.
At this point, I'm contemplating my options. I'm the kind of jerk that can't just keep my mouth shut. Maybe I should have something in reach in case he threatens me. Those tire irons could be handy. Oh, crap. Can't endanger my daughter. Maybe I should demand he be thrown out, or I take my business elsewhere. A millisecond later, a manager appeared next to the employee, on the other side of the counter, keeping me from doing something stupid.
Hey, so that was a 95, right? F&A, bro, you got it. We don't, but a warehouse in the next town over does. I already went ahead and ordered it. Great, when can I pick it up?
Not so fast. I didn't order it for you. I went ahead and ordered it for the store. And after that uncalled for behavior, you're not allowed to shop here anymore.
What the F?
See, that's the behavior we're talking about. By the way, while I was on the computer, I saw there were 3 more Dinglehoppers within a 6-hour radius. I bought them all. Looks like you're out of luck.
I can't believe you did-
Further, I'm gonna ask you once to cut out the language in front of the lady, gesturing towards my daughter.
Huh.
Now, get out and don't ever come back.
Jerk stared for a long moment and then stomped out of the door. He peeled out of the parking lot with a screech. The manager was still at the register when I went to check out.
Wow, some people, right?
Story of my life, unfortunately.
So, I have to ask, did you really buy all the parts he needs?
Nah, I did a search and there are none available.
Odd part, not many made. Just can't get them. But now he thinks he screwed himself out of them. And I get to feel like I stuck up for that poor guy.
Some people really just fit the stereotype, don't they? It is a good thing the manager stepped in when they did, because if our original poster had decided to escalate the situation, it wouldn't have gotten better. Manager had a much better way of handling it. While I understand the instinct to want to do something about this guy, you gotta just kind of mind your own business. Especially when you have your young daughter with you. That's not the time to go picking a fight with some jerk. At least you get to leave with the satisfaction knowing he didn't get what he came in for, and he's not gonna be getting it anytime soon. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything linked in the description.